Hey guys, welcome back to Ant on the Move. Today we're looking quickly at the events that are taking place at SeaWorld Orlando. Now, as you can see, I'm doing this at the end of 2021, because you can still see the Christmas celebration, the Three Kings celebration, but yeah, that's still going on. But what we're looking forward to is the one weekend only, or on weekends only. Oh, it's for a couple weekends. Cool. I didn't realize that. The inside look. Now, let's see. Will they tell us anything more about the inside look? Oh, good. So the inside look is a really cool event. I've got some video footage. I'll pop in here so that you can see it. But you can go behind the scenes at, like, the Rescue Center. It is one of the really good spots. They'll let you take you behind the scenes, let you see the animals that they've rescued, the water filtration system, how they take care of that, talk about the different birds. Manatees, especially in January, if we get a cold snap, there could be some manatees that they've rescued there. So you get to see all of this, and it's really cool. It's a really cool event. They're only doing it for a couple weekends here, so I highly recommend if you have time to visit SeaWorld during this the 2 weekends there in January that you go. It all depends. They'll switch and rotate which places that they show you, which events that they show you. But you can go with, like, maybe Manta Aquarium, get to see above what that looks like. You can go behind the scenes maybe at the sharks and get to see above, down looking into the sharks, what that exhibit looks like. We've been to the beluga whales. We've gotten to see that. We've gotten to go behind the scenes at the orca. It just all depends on what they're doing that day, but highly recommend checking that out. Now, something else to add to your calendar if you're interested in upcoming events. If you got kids who like Elmo, Sesame Street, then hey, check those out. Those are happening the first weekend, or one of the last weekends in January, and then again in February, first part of February. It's a couple different Elmo and Sesame Street events. Not the biggest fan myself, but it sounds interesting. And then starting in February, and this usually ends up running through Labor Day, or Memorial Day, sorry. It probably won't this year because Electric Ocean will be coming up. Oh, they didn't tell us anything about it? Oh, come on. Oh, they're not giving us any inside scoops yet on the Seven Seas Food Festival. But this is really cool if you enjoyed doing the taste and sampler bundled during the Christmas season. This is like it on steroids. There's a lot more food options, places, food from like all around the world. I remember seeing like Brazil, the Caribbean, things like jerk chicken, and just a wide variety of food options. Some cool desserts as well. So I have not done this before. I've been there, I've seen the food, I've seen the stuff, but I haven't, you know, bought one of the cards yet. But I definitely think I'm going to plan on doing that this year. So the Combustion Gamer and I are going to try it. We're trying to make a couple videos about it, maybe at least one, showing you the different types of food, maybe how cost effective it is, things like that. So if you have any questions you're thinking about that you want to know, let us know and we'll try to go ahead and put those together, get an idea, make a really good video for you guys at the beginning of the year. We'll probably end up going, maybe we can go the first week of February? Ooh, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But we'll try to go early on so that we can answer your questions. And you can, if you end up going between, you know, March, April, first part of May, you'll know what to expect. And we can help you out with that. So, but it definitely seems exciting. There's some really cool food. I think it's like 250 options of things you can get. That includes, you know, food, alcohol, so forth. But there's a wide variety. So those are a couple things that are coming up very soon at SeaWorld. The Combustion Gamer and I are quite excited about that. We enjoy going to SeaWorld, especially in the cooler months. It's a little slower, a little more laid back after the holidays, but still a lot of fun to hang out, spend just a chill kind of afternoon at the theme park, and we need to do some rides. That is on the agenda, to do some rides. Maybe a see if we can hit all the rides in one day. We'll have to get there and kind of find out if all the rides are working, and be brave and do all of them at one time. There is one other event coming up, and let me see if I can find this. See if they're still talking about it here on the main page. I need to go to the main page here. So I'm not sure if you're seeing the video, but I'm recording a video as I'm doing this, talking about it. Let's see if they'll show here. They're gonna do a cool passport. Oh yeah, they're calling it oh, I forget what the event is actually called. Let me oh, come back here. Oh, here it is. So Icebreaker, the first launch coaster, is that what it's called? Multi-directional launch coaster is coming to SeaWorld. Oh, they've even done a cool test ride of it. Ooh, nice. Nice good point of view. So I'm not totally sure how excited I am about doing this, but they're opening it in February 2022. It will have a 93-foot tall spike with a 100-degree angle, and they're going to do a special event for pass holders who were able to go 3 times between, I think they let us know in like October through the end of December. Bear and I have done that. We've been 3 times. The Combustion Gamer and I have been 3 times. So I'm not sure when that event will be yet. They haven't announced it completely. But kind of excited, sort of, kind of to do that. We'll see how excited I am to ride it once we get there. But it sounds like a fun ride to do. So one of the things on our agenda definitely for this year is to, for me at least, is to ride all of the rides in one day. I've wanted to do it for a couple years now. I haven't figured out exactly how to film it yet. We've got the GoPros, but figuring out how to probably strap it on like a wrist or something. We got to figure that out. Make sure we don't lose the GoPro. But that is on the agenda, is to ride all of the rides at SeaWorld in a day. So hopefully that will be a video also in the future. So lots of cool things happening coming up at SeaWorld. So I'm just curious, what are some of the things you're excited about? Some of the things you want to see, you want to do if you're visiting the park? Have you been before? Are you a pass holder? Let me know down in the comments. Be fun to know what who else is in the park and what you enjoy doing there. I was telling someone the other day that one of my favorite things, honestly, is just to go and take pictures of the roller coaster, trying to catch video. It's just cool angles with fun lighting, just makes it interesting. And Icebreaker is going to be a great one for this. There's a couple unique spots where there's gonna be some lots of people probably standing around, but it'll be a fun some fun angles to be able to get shots, especially with that spike going up into the air. It'll be pretty awesome. So very excited about that. I think it'll be really, really cool. All right. Now, something Bear and I have been wanting to do, let me, Combustion Gamer and I have been wanting to do, here we got a map here of the park. If you're watching the video version of this, you'll get to see it. This is also going to be a podcast, so if you don't, sorry, go check out the video on YouTube with Ant on the Move. We want to go and do Dine with, it used to be called Dine with Shamu, the name keeps changing, but Orca. Dining with Orcas, I think, is what it's called now. We want to do that. We think that'd be fun, a fun thing to do. Get to learn more about the killer whales, the orcas, and find out more about how they're being cared for, what's being done for them. So that'll be fun. We also have a video coming up. There are. Let me see if I can find that real quick here. Is there a way I can? Let me try to count all these. I think there are. I gotta figure out how many this is in relation to. Let me make my screen zoom in here on the dining options here. All right, one more time. Here we go. Okay, so the restaurants that are normally on the all-day dining include Captain Pete's Island Eats, Exposition Cafe, Seaport Pizza, which is never open, so I don't know why they list that one. Voyager Smokehouse, Lakeside Grill, Seafarer Grill, Waterway Grill. Yeah. Pretzel Kitchen, Altitude Burger. I think that's it. So that is how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 restaurants. So one of the Combustion Gamer and I's plans is hopefully to visit in January. And we're going to try to visit all 9 restaurants and give you an idea of what the price is. Is this a good deal? Like, is all-day dining worth it? Now, one thing I'll go ahead and mention right now is if you're planning to visit during the holidays, the Christmas season, no, it is not a good idea. We saw lines so long, at least an hour-long line of, probably longer, honestly, but at least an hour-long line of people just trying to get into Voyager Smokehouse to eat. So during the holidays, all-day dining is probably not your best bet. Doing something like the sampler card would be a better idea. That's $50, whether you're a pass holder or not. It's $50. As a pass holder, this past year you get 2 extra punches. If you're not a pass holder, you get 10. But that's still, if you're looking for food, the lines are much shorter at those little food kiosks, food stands. You can get, this year is like mac and cheese, they have a cool turkey dinner, some sliders, lots of sweet things. They have, I think they had seared scallops, and I forget what else they had. They had a wide variety of assortment of food options, though. And so that would be a much cheaper deal for you, much less time spent in line. Nice smaller portion size. You will have to pay for a drink, get a drink separate. But a pretty good deal. So if you're thinking about the holidays, I'll just say it right now. Do not get all-day dining for the holidays. We tried it a couple times, and we got so frustrated. It's not worth it. But we'll give you a whole rundown on, the cost breakdown kind of on it, how many times you kind of need to eat in order to make it worth it, things like that. And we'll answer that in the upcoming video on all-day dining. All right. Well, this is going to be a short for podcast. This will be a short podcast, kind of a longer video, but hopefully it gives you some ideas of what's coming up at SeaWorld and some things we're hoping to do and some videos we're planning to take. And so if you have any ideas, things you want to know about the park, again, please send us a comment, leave a comment down below, and we'll try to answer those questions as we're out and about exploring SeaWorld this winter. As much of a winter as possible in Florida. But thanks for watching the Ant on the Move channel or listening to the podcast. And we'll see you guys next time on the next Ant on the Move video/podcast.